John Moe joins us. Now, John's the host and head writer for American Public Media's new comedy variety show, Wits. And more importantly, he's a man who eats. And besides that, John has some great ideas for the techie types on your list. John, good to have you with us.
Hey, Lynn.
What's your criteria when you start looking at apps?
Well, you know, I like to eat. I don't like to think too much when I'm cooking. And I lack a lot of imagination. I'm not one of those who can see a pantry full of food and know exactly what dish it would go into. I don't really know. So I like sites and apps that help me along the way, that can take me from ingredients to a meal. And I like things that I don't have to spend a lot of time figuring out. Because if I'm looking up something on an app, it's not in the living room. It's not at bedtime. Mm-hmm. It's in the kitchen, and my family's hungry, and I got to get something together.
So you want to go from point A to point Z very, very quickly.
Yes, point A to point eat.
So I've got my computer set up here. You've got your
smartphone right here.
So what is your first find?
Well, I wanted to talk about The Professional Chef, and this is a $50 app, Lynn. It's the most expensive cooking app, but this is the textbook that all students at the Culinary Institute of America will use starting next year. They are going to go to an iPad textbook, and it is available for everybody. This is a great gift for the hardcore foodie on your list, and it is exhaustive. They have chapters and chapters about, you know, how to prepare meat before you ever cook it. They have extensive videos. They have gorgeous pictures. And if you're really into this, it's how the pros are learning to cook, and you could learn that way too. So when you think about tuition at a cooking school versus $50, suddenly it's a bargain.
And tuition at the Culinary Institute of America runs, I think, something like $25,000 or $30,000 a year. So
I'm not saying this is a substitute. I mean, there's still the sound of the onions in the pan. Can't replicate that.
Right. Okay, let's move on. What's your next find?
The next one is Big Oven. And talking about having an extensive back catalog of recipes here, this is an app that is free on my phone right here in front of us.
And let me see.
Yeah, it boasts 170,000 recipes.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
And again, there's something of an arms race when it comes to apps and it comes to websites. You know, we have 5 trillion recipes and you're not ever going to use them all.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not so much interested in the arms race, but it's nice to know that it's there. It has a lot you can draw from.
Well, it has one thing here, recent raves.
It has recent raves. It has comments from users of the app, and it's a popular app. So people who've tried the recipe suggested what they think, kind of the customer reviews. I'll show you what I think is sort of my favorite of this thing. Here we have the use up leftovers option. Okay. So I'm going to say, look, I've got some corn around the house and I've got some potatoes.
Right.
I search on that. All of a sudden, here is an endless stream
of recipes.
Of recipes. You know, there's some corn chowder, there's some potato crusted salmon.
And the recipes are vetted. Because you have the comments of the people who say,
yes,
no, maybe. And
I tried
stars.
This. It didn't
yeah,
work.
Exactly.
And then it also has random recipe, which is really fun. Cheese scones. You know, it's drawing the name out of a hat. Again, I like this because it's a nice interface. It's easy to use. And it's got the big back catalog.
How about something non-cooking?
Okay. It's time to talk about food spotting. And this isn't about cooking. This is about eating. It will ask you when you install it, is it okay to report where you are? And you get a little bit of the privacy heebie-jeebies there, but go ahead and say yes.
Okay.
Because then it'll tell you, here are the foods nearby you. So right now I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it's going to tell me what is available. And it'll give me a picture of a spicy tuna roll at a place down the street. Or it'll just tell you sort of all foods that are nearby. You can search by... Here's pizzas, burgers, seafood.
Is it
soup.
Critics' reports that they're
no.
basing it on?
This is social networking. This is the Facebook of going out to eat. And that's what's so fun about it. People are going out. They're ordering something. They're taking a picture of it. They're uploading it to food spotting. So here is a chili lime with tomato soup. Here is a ramen noodles at one of my favorite Japanese places here in town. And it's just a simple shot. You get your food, you take a picture, you upload it to food spotting. Then usually the person who eats it and takes the picture, right. we'll give you a little review as well. And so it's one of these things like, I'm kind of hungry. Let's see what's nearby. It's sort of the app equivalent of when you're at a restaurant and the waiter comes by with something really good for somebody right. else and you say, ooh, I want to get that. It isn't very good, though, at, you know, I was trying out, like, let's say I went to New York and I was staying in Midtown. What am I going to want to eat once I get there? Mm-hmm. It's not so good at that. It's really an of-the-moment kind of app. It really takes into account.
I'm here now.
Right. I am hungry. It's lunchtime. Where can I go? Food spotting. It's a lot of fun.
And it's free. A magical word.
And it's nice, too, because it's not necessarily the pictures that they would put on a website, the restaurant would. It's what people found, what it actually looks like when you order it. And sometimes it's gorgeous, and sometimes it's a little suspect.
Yeah, and also it's the instant review, which I think is really interesting.
Yes.
From the restaurant's point of view, as well as from our points of view.
Right.
John, thank you.
Sure.
John Moe is the host and head writer for American Public Media's new comedy variety show, Wits. Now, find his tech picks on our website, splendidtable.org.